Voters will be asked to eliminate gender-specific language from the city charter. So, for instance, Councilman Derek Green says councilman would become council member.
To rectify an archaic but unnatural assumption that men and only men could, should, or would serve in this august body.
The change will not only recognize that women have become members. The director of the Office of LGBT Affairs, Amber Hike, says it heralds the day when those with more complex gender identities may gain the office.
This legislation is an opportunity for the city of Philadelphia to pull up an extra seat at the table and invite trans, gender nonconforming, and non-binary people to sit down.
Voters will also be asked to make the Office of Immigrant Affairs, currently created by executive order, a permanent part of city government. Sherelle Parker proposed a third charter change question, asking voters to tell the state they want a higher minimum wage, but it would have no binding legal power. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.